Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Yesterday, we heard from the government in its spring economic forecast that Ireland was likely to avoid a recession even in the event of a prolonged fuel crisis in the Middle East. That chimes with estimates from KPMG, which says that Ireland will outperform many of its European peers amid this energy shock. Worryingly for house hunters, it expects rising ECB interest rates will add €1,200 to the average first-time buyer annual repayments. And Dara McGreal is the chief economist with KPMG and is sitting with us. Good morning, Dara.
Good morning, Joe.
Let's start with growth. You've revised down your expectations for this year.
Yes, we have revised them down, but not significantly. So coming into this year, the economy was in a really good place. We had a great year last year in terms of exports. Construction was booming. The ICT sector was doing pretty well and government expenditure was growing and it was pretty strong. Obviously, with the Iran crisis, there's been, you know, a need for a revision, but not any kind of massive
radical
revision. No, yeah. Nothing significant, really. And we talk about recessions. It's not just a case of Ireland avoiding a recession. It's highly unlikely that there will be a recession in Ireland. So while most of the forecasters and people in the know were expecting growth of around 3 or even 4%
Is that modified domestic demand or GDP?
Modified domestic demand. Mm-hmm. That's been revised back to maybe 2 to 2.5. So
still okay.
Still okay. I mean, that's up there with the likes of Poland and Spain this year and last year.
And so, considerably, you know, more than Germany and France.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Germany and France are basically having no growth for several years now. Same with the UK. And, you know, the US has been doing pretty well, but Europe's been pretty slow. Yeah. And Ireland is very much an outlier in Western Europe in terms of the growth that it's been seeing. And we'll expect to see that more this year.
Do you think that the way we will avoid a recession is because momentum coming into this energy shock was such that it's going to carry us through, or that the fundamentals of the economy are just better than other countries?
There were different characteristics of the economy that were seeing more momentum than others, right? So, for example, for most of last year, there was huge momentum in exports. Mm. That slowed as the year went on. By contrast, then, in terms of investment in data centers, that was slow for most of last year, but it increased as the year went on. Okay. And it came into this year. Another key driver this year and last year is construction of homes. And that grew as the year went on. So you see kind of different dynamics happening as last year tailed off and as this year came about. Another key thing to look at. So I flagged exports slowing down, but we're going to see an increase in the exports of other types of drugs this year. So more cancer drugs are coming on stream.
Right.
So the Irish economy is...
And of course the MLP-1, the weight loss drugs, they're doing very well still.
Yes. And, you know, that was a big driver of growth last year. And I like to say to people that Ireland exports the right things at the right times. So, for example, during COVID, we exported a lot of agri-food products, which the world needed. We exported a lot of ICT products because people were working from home and that's what the world needed. You know, now we're exporting a lot of weight loss drugs and cancer drugs, which is what the world needs right at this time as well. Mm. And linked as well to data centers, you know, we're exporting the services linked to that as well, just when the world needs it. So you might call that fortune, but you can also create your
good
own
planning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Consumption, domestic consumption, do you think it's going to be hit this year by rising energy costs?
It's already been hit. So if you talk to restaurateurs and hoteliers in Dublin City Centre, at least, also in Cork City Centre, there has been a fall off in footfall. And, you know, some of that is linked to, I suppose, the increasing cost of living and so on, increasing fuel prices, consumer confidence has fallen off. So, yeah, there is a slowdown and it's observable. But it's also interesting, we're at a time of the year when people generally start spending more with, you know, coming into summer with longer evenings. So I think it's one we really need to watch at the moment in particular.
Yep.
So let's keep an eye on it because it's a worry.
And you think interest rates might go north this year?
I think Ireland's been fairly lucky over the past several years in the sense that inflation in Europe and the continent, I suppose, has been relatively low. But as we know, interest rates in Europe are largely driven by what happens in France and Germany. And because of the fuel price or the fuel shock coming from the Middle East, there's an expectation that inflation will rise in France and Germany, which may then drive interest rate increases in Europe and by definition in Ireland.
That's because the ECB cares more about big countries like Germany and France than they do about peripheral ones like Ireland, I suppose.
Yeah, well, cares about it, but also has to take it into account because of the driver.
You talk about domestic capacity constraints posing risks. What do you mean by that?
That's basically infrastructure.
Yeah.
So like we all see it every day, right, in terms of the housing, you know, transport, office development, it's all a bit slow, right? Mm. And the government has a real ambition to solve that, you know, whether it's the infrastructure task force, whether it's putting, you know, as the government says, 5% of spending into capital investment, whether it's looking at planning reform, there is a real desire to address that, but it's not happening quickly enough. And there's been a lot of commentary recently about where Ireland is in that. You know, we need to make this happen quicker and more efficiently and better.
Thanks for coming in, Dara. That's Dara McGreal, the Chief Economist with KPMG.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.